This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, April 14th. God's word to you today is temporal versus eternal. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 24, verse 1, and it says, "The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to him." You need to know that Satan does not have a way. The devil will use any way that is not the way of God. So he will show up in the way of self and in the way of the world. Jesus referred to Satan as the prince of this world. Jesus said, "The prince of this world has nothing in me." I pray that when the prince of this world checks you out, he will have nothing in you. You will have no goods of Satan in your possession, in Jesus' name. Amen. By God's grace, I have none of Satan's goods in my possession. None, not one. Can you say the same? If you cannot, I pray that God will correct your course today, in Jesus' name. 1 John 2, verse 17 says, "And this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave." The world is fading. Everything we can see will fade away. Everything. That is why we do not look at the things that are seen, but we look at the things that are not seen. Why? It is because the things that are seen are temporal. Everything we can see will expire. Everything. But the things that are not seen are eternal. At the crossroads, the enemy will offer you the way of the world, just like he offered Jesus a crown without the cross. This is why, increasingly, a lot of people are joining secret cults and secret societies. The devil is dangling the pride of life in front of them. The enemy is enticing a lot of people with the illusion of being taken care of connections, and of protection. Anyone reading this today and is in a cult, I pray that Jesus will set you totally free. Amen. For those that are being enticed, my advice is, do not do it, because it leads to total destruction. Jesus says in Mark 8:36, "And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world, but lose your soul? What will a man give in exchange for his soul?" The first thing wrong with gaining the whole world and losing your soul is that you really cannot. No one can really gain the whole world because other people have houses, children, cars, money that you cannot take. But guess what? Even if anyone successfully gains the whole world, he or she is going to die eventually. And Satan knows that. You cannot live for more than 200 years. Then what happens to your soul? Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord, is you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord, is you, Lord. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.